And for the second part of our Transports of Delight, the final transport, the coffin. Okay, for some, it's increasingly an urn because, you know, coffins are just crazy expensive, averaging around $2,500. Yeah, death is expensive. No wonder some in the funeral supply chain are looking at less pricey options from China, like a 20-gauge steel unit for under $350. Yeah, but guess what? The Chinese-made caskets are not putting the American-made boxes out of business. Josh Slocum is the executive director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance, based in Vermont. Briefly, Josh, what is going on here?
Well, it's been incredibly difficult for entrepreneurs to break into the American funeral service market because the entire system is set up to be a very insular industry culturally and also with regard to technology. The only thing that a casket does is hold the body for a ceremony or transport it to the grave. They all do the same thing. So a lot of what we talk about, especially when you talk to people in the American funeral industry where they talk about, oh, those inferior caskets from overseas, a lot of this is a bunch of nonsense. The stories about the bottom is going to fall out and grandma will roll down the stairs. And yes, we do hear that story. It's funny now when we talk about it, but imagine the horror of a family who is looking to, you know, have a nice funeral, but do so economically to be told this by somebody in the funeral industry. And it has happened. It's quite horrifying. And the reality is there's nothing to that. The only people who can tell the difference, for example, between a 20-gauge thin metal casket and an 18 or 16-gauge heavy casket in the same color are the pallbearers and your pocketbook.
So how big a bite have Chinese caskets taken out of the made in the USA casket business?
Well, I don't have statistics, but an educated guess would say probably very little.
And why is that?
Well, there's intensive industry resistance to change. And there's been everything from coordinated campaigns of disparagement about the quality to subtle but effective kind of discouragement. The consumer who is standing at the funeral home is not going to be the same person who is standing there before the car dealer. Most people have no earthly idea what's really true and what's false when it comes to funeral buying purchases, because the only people we get that information from is the gentleman who wants to sell it to us at the funeral home.
So let's get some news you can use to our listeners and consumers. Can you just buy a Chinese casket online and avoid the middleman?
You can buy a casket online, be it Chinese or Mexican. You absolutely can. You have the legal right to do so. Funeral homes have to accept the casket that you buy or even one that you make yourself. And yes, folks do.
Realistically and in the long run, is there a difference in how human remains hold up in the U.S.-made boxes versus the Chinese-made boxes? Or we all,
in the long run, we all rot,
right?
We all go back to the earth. I don't care whether you are cremated, whether you're buried in a sealed American casket or a non-sealed casket. There's no funeral product on earth that will make you any less dead. We tell people, remember, separate the love and the mourning and the grief and the good times, the memories, from the amount of money that you spend, because we're all going to the same place.
And he should know, he's Josh Slocum, Executive Director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.